Craig, we always like to get somebody on from the Lorain County Metro Parks wherever we do our spotlight, because no matter what community we are in, there's always a connection to the Metro Parks. In Avon, it's the Miller Nature Preserve, and joining us, we've got Park Manager Linda Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
So how does the snow, weather like this, impact something like at the Miller Nature Preserve?
Well, we do a lot of shoveling.
Okay. And when you got to, you know, you have like a the greenhouse there, the conservatory and all that. And
yes, well, we still do get visitors because they want a little piece of, you know, tropical in their day. And so a lot of people do come out to relax and look at the plants. And we've even had some people that instead of going to the mall to walk, they come and walk at our conservatory. They have to do a few more laps, but they come out and enjoy it.
In the conservatory, you have an amazing orchid collection. Are any blooming now, blossoming now?
Well, that's a good question. We do have orchids, and we have expanded our collection, so we were very lucky to have been able to do that. But there are over 30,000 different kinds of orchids, so we are always rearranging the collection so that the ones that are in bloom are really visible and, you know, there for the public to get a close look at.
What else do you have coming up soon? I know you've got something coming up soon. I mentioned to Bruce earlier, you've got something scary coming up. He couldn't believe it. He didn't know what I was talking about.
What could be scary?
What could be scary?
Some man-eating plant or something into the concern?
Well, we always have the man-eating plants, the carnivorous plants, which are really pretty cool, too. But one of the things that we do feature throughout the year, about four times a year, we do different seasonal displays. And so that is one of the main highlights of the conservatory that keeps people coming back. And so the one really cool thing that we've kind of took a little bit of a different turn on coming up, opening February 21st, is Dinosaur Groves. So that's going to be really cool. It's not just scary, it's really special. So
yeah, why are you saying scary? Why are dinosaurs aren't so scary?
Wait a minute. You're telling me dinosaurs aren't scary?
I've never encountered a dinosaur, so I don't know how it would feel. And it's not always some sort of Jurassic thing gone wrong.
If you would be dead meat within 10 seconds.
Most of them are vegetarian.
Really? No fighting, you guys.
All right. I would just have them trim the parts of the tree up there, and you know that.
So, where are we going to see the dinosaurs?
Well, they will be at Miller Nature Preserve in the conservatory, but we're not having any moving dinosaurs per se. But we are going to have a lot of artifacts, and we are going to have a full artifactual skeleton of an Allosaurus. We're going to have the replica cast of a Triceratops skull. You know, a large femur bone and stuff like that. So people can really see and compare, you know, how big the dinosaurs were back then, you know, to themselves. And we're going to have a lot of hands-on activities for the kids, a scavenger hunt. So, and we will have some real fossils as well with that, as well as programs that we're going to be putting on with that.
Have you done a dinosaur thing before?
Years ago at the French Creek Nature Center, when we did the really large habitat-type displays, we did the moving dinosaurs back then. But that was a much larger venue that we could be able to do that. So the other thing that we have to consider when we do these exhibits is, you know, we do water plants in there. So the water factor is something that we consider when we are creating these things, what we can have in there and how we fabricate them out of.
Well, when you water it, you kind of just probably make it rain in there, as opposed to, do you individually go out there with a watering can and one of your...
Well, come on out and see. We'll put you to work. That's a very good question. We do have different ways that we water, and it depends on the seasons, too. So in the wintertime, we don't need to water as much for obvious reasons, but the orchids need to be misted every day because their roots are just open, hanging roots. So those need, you know, those are from the tropical jungle, so they have to, you know, get water on their roots every day. So those get misted. And we also do hand water some things, especially the ones in pots. The trees take a little bit more watering. And so some things we may have a drip line, you know, right in the ground, and we may water them a little bit longer. And then we also have a fogger or humidifier, an automatic system that keeps the humidity up to tropical jungle type humidity.
That's one of the mysteries of life to me. The orchids, with their roots exposed.
It's amazing.
No dirt, They're just hanging right there.
See, I like to water the cactus. We're going to have to do that too
often. Too often, yeah. That's my job. Right, exactly. Well, it's not water but snow, a different form of precipitation that's out there. And you offer things. Is the snowshoeing going on at different places across
yes.
the metro
Oh,
parks?
It's an exciting new program we've been doing actually for a couple years. But we have both snowshoe rentals at different locations on different days as well as specific programs on how to snowshoe. So there is a minor rental fee if you are going to do the rental aspect, but you can look up on our main webpage and you know under and click under programs to find out where the snowshoeing is.
And you said how to snowshoe, right? Is
yes.
that part of that too?
Yeah. So you got to come out and do all this stuff.
What's the technique? Is the, can you share any technique or how
No, that... I can't because I have never snowshoed. I've cross country skied before, but you know they'll talk a little bit about the history of snowshoes, and then they understand how to learn to get fitted for snowshoes, and then the technique in walking. So I'm sure there's different
right.
techniques depending on the
how
depth
to stay
of
on
snow
top of the
as
snow,
well
right.
as the type of snow. You know,
right?
Because there is different. You know, fluffy snow and thicker snow.
Right. Well, the Metro Parks is a great place even in the wintertime because there's different habitats are visible. It has a different look to it because a lot of the foliage is gone, so there's things that you can see that you wouldn't normally see in the middle of summer.
Right, as well as tracks in the snow. You can kind of follow, you know, the footprints of animals are really the track of their life. So there's lots of things to do, something for everyone, and...
Coming up soon, too, you have your maple sugaring days.
That will be out at Carlisle, and that starts February 28th, and March 1st is the first weekend, and it runs through the third weekend in March, and then we also have, you know, you can go out on the trail and find out how to tap the trees, as well as some programs and learn about the equipment, and then actually see how to gather the sap. And then you go to the sugar house and see how it's boiled down to make the syrup. And then we also have pancake breakfast, which are always really popular. You guys haven't been to those?
Oh, I've been to those. Oh, yeah. But I bring my own maple syrup or buy it there. You can't go with that goo. You can't go with that
high fructose
goo. Right. You got to go with the real thing if you're going to do it. Any idea? Some winters are better than others for maple sugaring, production from the trees. Any idea how this season is shaping up?
You know, I don't know. That would be a question you would take with you to the programs.
Sure. And
it
or
may
ask
be too
John
early
Lund.
To tell yet, but
could be. Because usually I think it gets going when you have contrasting weather. It's
correct,
warm, it's
yeah.
cold, it's warm it's cold.
That usually is the best, but it's been cold.
Yeah, right.
But now the days are starting to get longer by 3 minutes a day, so that's exciting.
Sure.
Longer, but not unless there's more daylight.
Right.
That's we've learned.
In a month from now, think where we will be in a month from now. So
we could be in jail. I don't know.
Right. But anyway, the dinosaur display goes from February 21st through March 22nd, and it's open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it's $2 a person. 42 inches and taller, and that's our regular conservatory admission fee, so we're not changing that. Then we have accompanying special programs. There is a Dine with the Dinosaurs, so you can come and have a dinner, and then we have a special speaker from the Cleveland Museum of Natural History that night, too, that your fee will be included with that, and that is March 19th. So that's kind of an exciting, you know, big event for us there, and so that would be kind of the near the end of the display, so that's March 19th, the dinner, and then the Cleveland Museum speaker.
Now, I can read upside down. Did we talk about any Valentine's Day activity going on? If you wanted to?
We do. We actually have a dinner of romance at Miller Nature Preserve where you eat in the conservatory. That's almost sold out. We only have a couple spaces left. But then Milhalo is doing a chocolate and jazz thing. So I know that's kind of a neat event that's down at Milhalo. I believe you have to pre-register for that so they can prepare for that. But live music and some other special things for them. And then President's Day. Kids are off school, so if you're looking for something to do, there's going to be lots of things. There's something at Sandy Ridge, some outdoor event, and then snowshoeing. And so look on our website to see what park is closest to you and what they're offering or what your favorite event is.
Okay, Lorain County Metro Parks. People can check out and get details of what's going on around the county at any of the great metro parks. Linda, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. Linda Paul,
thank you.
Park Manager of Miller Nature Preserve here in Avon, as we shine the spotlight on Avon.